Donna Hilsinger, endorsed by prominent members of Community Sault Ste. Marie mayoral candidate Donna Hilsinger, said she is honored and humbled to have received vocal support from a number of prominent and highly respected members of the community. The press release follows. Endorsements for Ms. Hilsinger's candidacy have been received from successful business leaders and distinguished community advocates, all of whom believe that Donna Hilsinger is the best choice for mayor of Sault Ste. Marie. Among those voicing their support are Drive. Frank Sarlo, a retired lawyer who remains an active leader in the community. Kathy Denom, educator. Shirley Horn, an elder, a residential school survivor, and the first-ever chancellor of Algoma University. Diane Marshall, a retired educator and school board superintendent, and a longtime champion for countless causes in the community. Chris Cooper, the owner, mentor of Two Brain Business and Catalyst Fitness. Terry Raynone, owner, Terrain Construction Management. Greg Norrie, musician, record producer, Algoma Conservatory of Music. It's encouraging in the extreme to receive support from such a diverse range of dynamic individuals, all of whom are active in the community now, advocating for positive change and sustainable economic growth, said Ms. Hilsinger. Like me, they are all committed to a bright future for our city, and I'm proud to have them on my side in this campaign. You can read full testimonials from these community leaders at facebook.com/DonnaHilsingerSaltStamarie. Ozzie Grandinetti touts importance of transparency in city administration as the campaign for mayor winds down. Candidate Ozzie Grandinetti makes a pitch for more transparency at City Hall. The press release follows. Since the beginning of my campaign, I have told you that I am going to create a more transparent mayor, council and administration. I would also like to express to you my understanding of the fact that you have not been listened to for the last 8 years and your concerns, complaints and comments have not been met with serious action. As well as opening back up the city administration, I am committing to a policy of transparency and accountability that will now take your concerns, comments, and complaints seriously. I will endeavor to implement a system where your comments, complaints and concerns are tracked with a proper customer service management system. As the majority of other cities in Ontario have moved to municipal database software tracking system, I believe it is time that we did so also. It is time to listen to the customer who is the taxpayer of this city and respect their comments, complaints, and concerns. I am prepared to be that mayor, the one who listens, establishes a report card for you to rate the city services that you pay for to hold us accountable. Taxpayers should know that their complaints and complaints are being heard, being tracked for action and data decision management. If you are interested in learning more about how we can work together and make our city better, please visit www.ozzie4mayor.com. Please remember to vote on Monday. I am Ozzie Grandinetti and I humbly ask for your support on October 24. Shoemakers says transparency efforts will build on efforts he's spearheaded since elected to council. Mayoral candidate Matthew Shoemaker talks about his record and plan for City Hall transparency. The text of the release follows. Candidate for mayor, Matthew Shoemaker, believes that a transparent municipal government is vital to community involvement in municipal affairs. As mayor, Shoemaker has a plan for greater transparency at City Hall, and a record of success on this issue over his terms on council. Mayoral candidate Matthew Shoemaker, a plan for progress has commitments to greater transparency at City Hall, such as releasing the agenda to the public on Wednesday instead of Friday before a council meeting. Additionally, I've committed to releasing my weekly schedule as mayor so that residents can see which meetings, events, and activities I am involved with in my service to the community, said Shoemaker. Shoemaker's transparency efforts will build on efforts he's implemented or spearheaded since he was elected to council. In 2015, he succeeded in convincing council to begin video recording its closed session meetings that are not open to the public or media. This is a best practice that led to the Ontario Ombudsman of the day to call Sault Ste. Marie a model of transparency. As a member of council, Shoemaker has also gone to great personal lengths to ensure that constituents have an open and accessible record of his activities and expenses. In 2014, I committed to publicly releasing my expenses and since then have posted every expense receipt I've incurred in the performance of my role as councillor on my website, www.matthewshoemaker.ca, said Shoemaker. Visitors to my site will also find a comprehensive list of resolutions I have authored or seconded, as well as my own detailed voting record. On the matter of voting records, Shoemaker also pushed for and was successful in getting council to implement electronic recorded votes for every council decision, a change that came into effect the first meeting of this current council term. Now citizens viewing council's meeting minutes can see exactly how councillors and the mayor voted on each agenda item, not just whether the item passed or failed. As a longtime advocate for transparency, I am looking forward to work with council to make our municipal government even more transparent and accountable if I am elected mayor on October 24. I encourage everyone to review a plan for progress and my website, to see for themselves my record and my commitments to transparency, concluded Shoemaker. The underdog can win, says Peace addressing a group of supporters. Robert Peace reflected on the last several months of HS mayoralty campaign. The following is part of his news release. What has become evident in this campaign is we have those who speak about the homeless but have never spoken to someone homeless, says Peace. We have another who naively talks about safe injection sites as being the answer to our addiction crises, but he has never talked to a user, advocated for one or walked even a block in their shoes. These are privileged people who get briefings about the indigenous culture but have never taken the time to go into the bush with our brothers and sisters and fish and break bread together on the banks of the Garden River, says Garden River resident Alan McDonald. These are the same people speaking of the need to bring our Indigenous and Métis partners to the table when they would not even know who to ask. How can you really represent when your world experience is same people around you for your entire life? Says Peace. Other than Robert, I can't believe how uninformed the other mayoral candidates are about their own neighbors, says McDonald. From day one, Robert has engaged himself in our community and stood beside us in our fight to preserve the forests and our way of life. He has engaged in our community, produced a beautiful visual representation of the reserve with a coffee table book and been part of our elders' discussions about the future. We already know and trust him. We also have a new and exciting group of new Canadians or those coming hoping to be Canadians in the Sioux. Robert and I literally met on the street last year, and he invited me to go to the driving range because I wanted to learn golf, says Gurkirat Singh, a local contractor originally from India. He later brought me to an art show he was hosting and introduced me to dozens of people, some of whom have become clients. He really made me feel part of this city, and because of his influence I have decided to buy my first home here. I realized when he invited me to a Diwali party that he was more connected with the East Indian community than even myself. Another surprise, says Peace, was the number of parents and high school students who called wanting to be involved in the campaign. One who stands out the most is grade 11 student Joshua Virima, who has done research, attended debates and policy sessions, and has canvassed hundreds of homes. Robert came and spoke with my mother and I for at least an hour at the start of the campaign. I liked what I saw and heard and thought I had something to offer, said Virima. Robert and I went out on the midnight sign drive back in September, and I have been involved on a weekly basis ever since. I think we learn from each other. I met Robert when he first came to the Sioux and helped start a group called CHOT with Dr. Ergot and others, Citizens Helping Alcoholics and Addicts Get Treatment, says campaign manager and lifelong Sioux resident Ronnie Marks. Robert gave me a voice to tell my story. I wanted to help others. Not only was I able to help and inspire people, but the love I got back was amazing. When Robert announced his candidacy, I wanted to help. I started with signs but got more and more motivated when I heard his message and approach. After a couple of weeks, it was a no-brainer, says Peace. I asked Ronnie to be my campaign manager. I call him the muscle behind the hustle. He became the fundraiser, the ideas guy, the sign guy, and the best canvasser a candidate could hope for. Retired schoolteacher and longtime community activist Margot Dale added, Sault Ste. Marie is extremely fortunate to have Robert as one of its citizens. In the time he has been here, he has started to expose the underbelly. Robert has made great strides by listening, encouraging, coordinating, and drawing out the strengths in people. He has provided the grassroots a voice. Robert continues to be the catalyst for change. People and agencies are being exposed to thinking outside the box. It has been a wonderful experience, and bringing so many diversified and sometimes disenfranchised people together has been inspiring. Every day has been a learning experience, and I feel I have earned the trust of so many people, says Peace. I really feel people want change and that we are all going to be surprised Monday night when the silent majority speak out and vote for change, says Peace. We will prove that the underdog can win. Kern talks of the economic risk of inadequate action. Mayoral candidate Tobin Kern looks at three major crises affecting our city. The full text of the release follows. My campaign has focused squarely on making three major crises that face our city top priority: the addictions epidemic, the affordable housing and homelessness crisis, and climate change. While discussion of these crises has focused mainly on the moral and ethical obligation to do better, which should be our primary motivation, we must also acknowledge the risk they pose to our community's economic well-being. When it comes to the addiction epidemic, without greater resources and tools to address the crisis, associated crime will likely continue or escalate. Currently, we are paying the same or more for policing as we have in previous years, but with inadequate resources allocated to address property crime, and with no fault to the police, they allocate resources judiciously and prudently. But what will policing costs need to be in the future, to restore the level of services previously enjoyed, or even maintain current levels of services, if serious action doesn't occur? What about the expense to deliver emergency services, social services, etc.? Will they increase significantly? There have been declarations from the business community for more employees, but we see more and more working-aged people consumed by addictions. If we don't turn the tide on this epidemic, what will happen to our workforce and our future tax base? Now on to the affordable housing and homelessness crisis. We don't have an adequate affordable housing stock to house our current population, and we see that reality with soaring costs and increasing homelessness. If the gaps of professionals, tradespeople, and labor are to be filled by immigration, where will they live? If those labor shortages aren't solved, what sort of limits will that place on our economic growth and prosperity? With cities across Ontario doing more and more to address climate change, and with Canada committed legislatively to lower carbon emissions, careful planning needs to be taken to avoid wasting resources. Many other cities are investing more and more in active transportation infrastructure, public transportation, bike share, electric vehicle infrastructure, rideshare projects, etc., with the understanding that individual car use and ownership will likely decline swiftly in the coming decades. We need to keep up existing infrastructure, yes, but with the tremendous cost of road upkeep and expansion, we need to be careful that we don't have stranded assets that are no longer useful, or miss investment opportunities more in line with the future of transportation. The potential economic risk is real, and we need to assess the implications immediately. I propose that the city should undertake a comprehensive risk assessment, the findings of which can likely be leveraged to advocate for greater resources our community needs from the provincial and federal governments to tackle these crises. We have a moral and ethical obligation to succeed at tackling climate change, the affordable housing and homelessness crisis, and the addiction epidemic. Absolutely. But we also have a fiduciary responsibility.